There, she's married. She was
she's the matron of
around here. Have you ever heard, well, I guess it would be a long time ago, but after a wedding, if the couple wasn't going anywhere, maybe just a crowd of people would follow them back to the house and just carry on and get pretty round bunches, you know?
Yeah. Oh, at a shivery.
Was that done around here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that myself.
All right. Did they really get kind of rough and out of hand, or?
Well, not particular, but just make a lot of noise, you know, and everything. And I never did go right after the wedding because everybody usually goes somewhere, but after they come back from the honeymoon, well, then that was when we used to go. And or if they, you know, moved into a new house or something like that. And then when they did that, if they, I remember one couple here that got married and the house was already built. See, I mean, he'd already completed the house. So when we went to shivery them, they got up and invited you in and had some drink or eat or something like that.
I see.
Kind of made a party out of it.
Yes, ma'am. Do people around here ever call that a serenade?
No, that's, they had serenades when my mama was a girl. And that would be when some of the boys would come and stand under the window, you know, and out the front door or something like that and play and sing. That was what they called a serenade.
Mm-hmm. Or say if somebody was having a party and it was getting a little out of hand and noisy and the neighbors called the police, might say that when the police came over, they didn't arrest just one person, but they arrested the
whole bunch.
Or say if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you say that at 3, school does what?
School lets out, or school is out.
Or say if during the summertime, school has not been meeting, you say, you might ask, somebody might ask, well, toward the end of the summer, well, when does school
start? Now, when does it begin? Start, mostly.
Yes, ma'am. I heard a little boy left home in the morning, and he was supposed to go to school, but he never got there on purpose. You'd say he did what?
He played hooky.
And when you start school, you begin with the what? After kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
And in this classroom, everybody has one of these to sit at, usually.
A desk.
And if you had a room full of them, you'd say you had 20 or 30.
Desk.
And a few buildings around town, say one where you would go to check out a book, that would be the
library.
And if you had to stay overnight, you'd stay in a
hotel.
Or if you wanted to see a movie or a play, you'd go to a
go to the theater.
Or if you got very sick, you might have to go to the
hospital.
And in the hospital, the woman who would take care of you, she would be the
nurse.
Say, in town, if you wanted to catch a train, you would go down to the
depot.
Ever heard that called anything else besides depot?
Station.
Just plain station?
Train, well, I guess maybe they say train station.
Or maybe rail?
Railway station.
Okay. Or to catch a bus, you would go to the
bus depot.